No one can survive alone. And if people feel used, worthless and ashamed because something horrible has happened to them, then they retreat and they fall into social isolation, and they do not dare to tell this either to other people or to their loved ones because they do not want to burden them. And very often violence is a way to cope with it. Traumatized people also easily lose control. Symptoms are hyperarousal and memory flashbacks, so people are in a constant fear that those horrible feelings of that traumatic event might come back unexpectedly, suddenly, and they cannot control it. To compensate this loss of inner control, they try to control the outside, very understandably, mostly the family. And unfortunately, this fits very well into the traditional side, regressive side, repressive side, restrictive side of the cultural context. So, husbands start beating wives, mothers and fathers beat their children, and afterwards they feel awful. They did not want to do this, it just happened, they lost control. A desperate try to restore order and normality. And if we are not able to cut this circle of violence, it will be transferred to the next generation without a doubt, and partly this is already happening.